腓立比书第一章的二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
啊，这一节圣经节在告诉我们啊，保罗的人生观。
This is the view of Paul towards life. 啊，
他希望他活着啊，能够像基督。
He will hope that when he lives, he is like Christ. 啊，
我们每一个人都希望能够活得长久。
We all wish to live for a longer life.
但是我们的生命好像一篇文章。
Our life is just like an article.
一篇文章的价值不在乎长短。
The value of an article is not the length.
是在它的内容。
It's the content.
我们知道很多人发表非常长的演讲。
Some people deliver a very long speech.
但是经过时间的考验，全部都被忘记了。
Time passed by, all the speech is forgiven, is forgotten.
但是主耶稣在马太五章到七章登山宝训只有三章。
The Sermon on the Mount delivered by Jesus Christ consists only three chapters.
但是到流传了两千年，到今天还被大家所记忆、所追求。
But this sermon is still remembered by people even 2,000 years later.
所以生命的价值啊，不在乎长短。
So the value of life is not the length, but how long a person can live.
在它的内容。
It's actually the content.
那我们死的那一天，
the day when we die,
就是盖棺论定。
It's the time to make the final conclusion.
到时候我们活的一辈子啊，我们有什么价值？
What's the value of our life?
我们知道圣经里面啊，所罗门活得很让人羡慕。
Many people admire the life of King Solomon.
他说：“我所想要的，我没有一样啊，禁止不享受。”
And I desire anything I want, and I get it.
这一种人生不是我们现在大家在追求吗？
This is the attitude of common people seeking for.
我们希望更高的收入，所以我们能够有我们所想要。
We expect higher income, then we can desire what we want.
但是所罗门死了，他发现很虚空。
Prior to his death, King Solomon realized that the life is in vanity.
所以对所罗门来讲，死了没有益处。
To him, death has no value.
因为是虚空的。
Since it is vanity.
但是对保罗来讲，
But to Paul,
死了有益处。
To die is gain.
那保罗的死的益处在哪里？
So what is the gain? What's the benefit of death?
好，我们看22节。
Let's continue to read verse 22 of Philippians.
23节哈。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 1, verse 23.
说我正在两年之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。这个就是死的益处。
This is the benefit or the gain of death.
他说离世得与基督同在，这是好的无比。
To depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
在乐园里面。
To rejoice in paradise.
我们要亲眼见到神。
We will see God face to face.
那个全备的，那个美善的，那个众光的神。
The Almighty God, and also the glorious God.
我们要从他得到奖赏。
We will receive reward from him.
这个就是人死所得到。
This is the gain of a person after his death.
那这里说我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
As Paul mentioned here, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
我们看基督本身。
Let's take a close look of Christ himself.
他说我们保罗说我要活着像基督一样。
To live is Christ, to live like Christ.
那基督本身死了又得到什么益处？
And after the death of Christ, and what is his gain?
我们先看约翰福音十七章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章
John chapter 17
第四节
Verse 4
约翰十七章第四节
John chapter 17 verse 4
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事情已经成全了。第五节
Verse 5
父啊，现在求你使我同享荣耀，就有未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。主耶稣要升天之前
，prior to his ascension，
他向天父报告。
Jesus reported to the Father in heaven.
说你托付我的事情我做完了。
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
所以我活着就是基督，也包括像基督一样把神给我们的托付做完。
Therefore, to live is Christ means that we accomplish the work given by us.
然后在我们的生命中能够彰显神的荣耀。
In our life, we will be able to manifest the glory of God.
那这一部分如果做完了，
if we accomplish this part,
那第五节主耶稣就向天父祈求。
In verse 5, Jesus asked the Father,
求你使我跟你同享荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself.
就是未有世界以先我们所有的荣耀。
With the glory which I had with you before the world was.
这个就是基督死的益处。
This is the gain of Christ's death.
他活着很卑微。
He lived on earth as a humble person.
但是他要死的时候，他被提到最高。
After his death, he was uplifted to the highest.
跟神一起享受荣耀。
And to share the glory with the Father.
所以今天我们生命的价值就在乎我们结束的那一个时刻，我们能不能回到神的身边。
So the value of life is to the end of a physical life, whether we are be able to share the glory with our Father.
那个荣耀的决定就在乎我们活着是不是像基督。
So it is, so this glory, whether we can receive this glory is decided upon whether we can live like Christ.
所以我们在看一个人哦，用看我们用什么眼光来看。
Therefore, when we try to measure a person.It depends on what kind of attitude.
如果我们用很世俗的眼光，
if we use the secular method,
可能我们会羡慕很多人。
We may admire a lot of people.
包括世界上的人。
Including those characters on earth.
但是逐渐呢，我们变成属灵的人。
But gradually, we should become spiritual people.
属灵人是有基督的心在他里面。
A spiritual person has.A heart of Christ in his mind.
我们到最后，我们所羡慕的是，我们能够希望能够做一个像保罗一样的人。
Therefore, what we should desire for, is like what Paul expected to be.
就是我活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
这个才真的我们值得羡慕的一种。
This is what we should admire and desire for.
我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's refer to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章。
The first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11,
第一节
verse 1.
十一章第一节
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 11.
你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Now, appreciate, brethren, that you remember that in all things, keep the...
哥林多前书十一章第一节
I'm sorry. Imitate me, just...As I also imitate Christ.
我们看到这一节两句话要连在一起看。
We should read this together as one.
如果我们把前面遮起来，
If we try to cover up, imitate me.
就是效法基督。
Just as I also imitate Christ.
那对我们来讲啊，基督好像很抽象。
It seems that Christ is kind of abstractive.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以对神的认识是很难的。
It's very hard to understand God.
因为他是一个灵。
He is spirit.
但是神道成肉身住在我们中间。
But God is fresh and living among us.
所以对当时的使徒来讲，主耶稣是看得见、听得见、摸得到。
To the disciples, Jesus Christ can be touched, can be seen.
所以对当时的使徒来说，要效法基督就比较简单。
During the time of disciples, it's very easy for them to imitate Christ.
那后来基督升天了。
And after his ascension,
那我们怎么效法基督呢？
Then how are we going to imitate
Christ? 当然，一方面我们从四福音看到主耶稣讲的话，主耶稣的一言一行，我们去效法。
Well, of course, we imitate Christ from learning the teachings in the four gospels.
但是另外一个方法就是效法一些圣徒，看他怎么效法基督。
But another way is to imitate the ancient saints, just like how they imitate Christ.
那十一章的第一节，如果我们下半句把它遮起来，
if we try to cover the second portion of verse 1 in chapter 11,
你应该效法我。
imitate me,
那这就很危险了。
And this is very risky.
我们在属灵的殿里面强调你应该效法我，这是很危险。
In the spiritual temple, if we emphasize in imitate a person, this is very dangerous.
有时候我们要非常注意做圣工。
As a secret worker, we ought to be very cautious.
如果一个人啊，牧羊一个教会要离开了啊，每一个信徒在讲话都是引用谁讲的，这个是有问题。
If a person served the Lord and tended the flock and prior to his departure, and people quoted from what he said, this is very dangerous.
但是我们牧养一个教会，如果我们走了，我们信徒会引用神的话，这是成功的。
If a sacred worker, after his departure, the members know how to use the Bible, and this is his success in tending the flock.
有一次我去访问几个外教会的信徒。
Once I had opportunity to visit the members of other denominations.
这个创办人已经死了，活到很老死。
The founder of the church had died for years and in his advanced age.
现在教会里面有一批信徒开始怀疑。
And some members in this church began to suspect.
为什么整个教会里面的信徒，当他谈到一些事情，到最后都引用这个创办人的话？
Why a lot of the people in the congregation always quoted the statement made by the founder of the church?
好像这个创办人的重要性已经超过了耶稣。
It seems the founder of this church is more important than Jesus Christ.
所以这句话下面一句不能遮起来，如果遮起来，教会会变质。
Therefore, we should read the complete sentence of verse 1. If we just simply cover the second portion, It is very dangerous.
我们现在看天主教的教皇死
了。Let's take a look about the death of Pope.
我们仔细看，所有的报道都在强调这个新的教皇要怎么来带领天主教。
And it seems that all the reports focus on how the new Pope will lead the church.
所以整个的中心是集中在这个人身上，而不是集中在耶稣的身上。
So the news reports is focused on man, not focused on God. This is the wrong beginning in the religion.
我们相信保罗一定比现在的教皇更伟大。
We believe that Paul is definitely greater than the Pope.
但是保罗没有说你该效法我。
But Paul never said that, just imitate me.
他说：“你要效法我，像我效法基督。”
Instead, he said, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
好，那我们现在就从很实际的观点来看，那保罗怎么效法基督
？Let's take a look in the practical sense and how did Paul imitate Christ?
以我们现在的属灵生活来讲，再从保罗当时在服侍神当中来看，我们应该怎么做
？Therefore, we should take a close look in our modern spiritual life.How we can imitate from Paul just like he imitated Christ.
我们先看腓立比书第一章。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会以基督耶稣的心肠切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证。
For God is my witness, now how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗对腓立比的信徒说，我切切想念你们众人。
And Paul mentioned to the Philippians that I long for you.
腓立比教会是保罗第二次宣道旅程该建设的教会。
During his second journey, Paul established the church in Philippi.
大概是公元五十年。
This was around 5080.
但是保罗在写腓立比书的时候，大概是公元六十，他在监牢里面。
When Paul was writing this epistle to the Philippians, it was about 60 AD, and he was in jail.
那离开保罗在腓立比工作的时候，已经超过十年。
This had been more than a decade.
这个十年呢，经过多少的事情，人事的变化。
It went through a lot of things, a lot of changes in human life.
但是保罗对腓立比教会的想念没有改变。
But Paul never forgot the Philippians.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣基督的心肠在他心里。
Because the heart of Jesus is in his mind always.
耶稣是没有改变的。
Jesus is never changed.
耶稣活在他里面。
Jesus lives in him.
所以耶稣的心肠在他里面想念腓立比教会的信徒。
So that's why he always remembers the Philippians.
我们常常感叹世界上人间的冷暖。
We always sigh the human being is changeable.
好像你对一个人很好，转眼他忘记了。
If you treat the person nice, but he mistreated you and even forgot all your credits.
当然，这是人世间的冷暖。
This is the human feeling.
但是在主里面。
But in Christ,
神的爱充满在我们里面。
We are filled with the love of Christ.
所以我们中间有一种属灵的感情。
And we have the spiritual feeling, spiritual affection.
神继续活在我们里面。
As long as God continues to dwell in us,
我们跟信徒只有这种爱的关系。
And we maintain this kind of love relationship with the believers.
我们就会跟保罗有相同的感觉。
Then we will have the same feeling like Paul.
第三节说，我每逢想念你，我就感谢我的神。
Stated in verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第四节,
verse 4,
每逢为你们众人祈求，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all the joy.
我们大家都有体验。
We all have the similar experiences.
比如说你的小孩子去上学。
For instance, if your child is in school,
小孩子放学,
and he returns from school,
你就去那外面等。
And you wait for him outside.
你看到很多小孩子其实也很可爱。
You also notice a lot of lovely children.
但是你仔细看，很多的父母都没有表情。
But you take a look of other parents, they have no feeling.
那一直看到一个小孩子出来。
Until you saw one child appeared.
就开始笑出来了。
And the parents started to smile.
有一次我去华盛顿 DC 访问。
Once I had the opportunity to visit Washington DC.
有个弟兄说，我跟你一起去。
And the brother said, I accompany you to go.
那你 stop 在 Baltimore 去看我的女儿。
And we stopped by Baltimore to visit my daughter.
结果我们就去了。
Then we both went.
我车子停下来。
And I parked my car.
很多的学生一直出入。
A lot of students coming out.
哇，忽然那个弟兄就叫起来，好大声就笑起来。
And then the brother suddenly started to laugh loudly.
因为他已经很久没有看到他女儿。
For he hasn't seen her daughter for a long time.
他看得非常高兴。
And he was very joyous.
这个叫做父母之情。
This is the affection, the love of parents.
那今天我们是不是有基督的心在我们里面？
Do we really have Christ's heart in our mind?
非常简单的。
Very simply.
方法我们可以知道。
There's a very simple way that we can know.
就是当我们看到弟兄姐妹。
When we see brothers and sisters,
我们是不是会觉得很喜乐？
Do we truly rejoice?
当我们离开的时候
，When we depart,
我们会不会想念
？Do we miss them and always and remember them?
如果我们看到弟兄姊妹跟菜市场里面看到那很多购物的人一样
，If we just notice, you see a brother is just like everybody, just like the others in the market,
没有感觉
，and we have no feeling.
我们离开了教会。
After we leave the church,
我们不会想念
and don't even bother to remember them.
没有来教会，不会想念
Whether they don't come to the church is not my matter.
那我们已经没有基督的心在我们
Then we don't have Christ's heart in our mind.
所以教会的纯不在乎人间的人情
Therefore, the system of church is not based on human feeling.
教会的纯在乎我们有基督的爱
It's whether we have the Christ's love.
所以保罗在监牢里面
Even when Paul was in jail,
他在捆锁患难当中
even he was chained and in bondage,
他还是想念他们
He always remembers the believers.
想念还是很喜乐
He always rejoices.
那在这个第一章里面
In chapter 1,
我们在看保罗也常常为他们祷告
We notice that Paul always prayed for them.
我们现在来教会我们仔细看我们San Jose 现在新的会堂。
Let's take a look of the San Jose Church.
你从门进来。
Once you walk in the gate, open the door,
进到会堂
，and approach to the chapel.
右边进到餐厅。
And to the right is the dining hall.
你仔细想，这两个是很有意思的。
If you take a look, if you think about it, this is very interesting.
会堂是我们敬拜神的地方。
Chapel is the place where we worship God.
餐厅是我们团契的地方。
Dining hall is a place for fellowship.
那如果我们来到会堂，只进到会，来到教会只进到会堂。
If we just simply come to the chapel,
拿到聚完会我们就门出去了。
And after the service, we leave.
很显然
，Evidently，
跟弟兄姊妹没有团契。
And we have no fellowship with brothers and sisters.
没有爱的关系。
And we don't show our love.
有哪一个人不珍惜家庭在一起的时间
？And everybody precious the moment when the family members are together.
有一个青年告诉我
，Once a youth told me，
他的爸爸常常提醒他。
His father always reminded him.
全家在一起，这是很宝贵的。
It's a very precious thing to have a family gathering.
真的，爸爸回来，他们就想办法全家在一起。
It's true that when father returned home, they tried to get together.
所以我们一个礼拜在一起。
So every week, we meet together.
我们除了敬拜神之外
，besides of worshiping God,
我们应该坐下来，信徒彼此关心，互相团契。
We should have a fellowship. Showing our concern.
所以我们来到教会，会堂应该是保留做我们跟神的关系的。
Of course, the chapel is reserved for worship.
要保持会堂的敬虔跟肃静。
We should maintain the solemnity of the church.
我们在中午休息时间可以在这里读圣经、默想、祷告、亲近神。
During the lunch time, we can come to the chapel to study the Bible.To meditate the words of God and prayer.
我们在餐厅里面，我们应该彼此互相的关心。
But in the dining hall, we should show concern to each other.
所以如果我们能够做到，我们一年跟每一个信徒至少都有谈话一次，这是最好。
Ideally, the best way is we can communicate with all the members at least once in a year.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
Because we are brothers and sisters,
我们有基督的心肠在里面。
We have the heart of Christ in our mind.
好，那我们现在再看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 1,
第九节
，verse 9。
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
这里保罗很爱腓立比教会的信徒。
We notice that Paul loved the Philippians very much indeed.
所以保罗常常为他们祷告，为他们感谢神。
He always pray to the Lord and give thanks to God.
这样让我们看起来，所谓基督的心肠，到底这个心肠是怎么表现出来呢
？So how does the mind or the heart of Christ manifest?
这个心肠常常是透过祷告表现出来。
And it is manifested through prayer.
所以有时候我们常常看圣经说我们要爱众人。
A lot of times we read the Bible teaching us that we should love the others.
我常常想这可能吗
？Is that possible?
你要怎么爱众人
？And how can you love the others?
即使说我们San Jose人数不到200个。
We have less than 200 members in San Jose Church.
请问你怎么去爱200个人
？And how do you love these 200 members?
这个真的很难。
It's hard.
如果每一个人需要帮助，你能够帮助多少人呢
？If everyone needs help, how much can you help?
在精神上、体力上，你能够帮助多少呢
？Financially, physically, how much can you help?
我们确实是很有限的。
We are so limited.
但是我们怎么去爱全教会的人
？And how can we love the entire congregation?
其中一个最好的方法
，So the best way is
就是通过我们的祷告
，through our prayer.
在祷告当中一直去纪念他们
and always remember them in your prayer
我听过一个传道人在提到他牧会的经验
once a pastor mentioned to me his experience in tending the flock
那个教会很大
he pastored a very big church
他说他把教会分区
and he divided the church in different districts
然后每一天祷告一区
and he prayed from each for a districteach day
就是一直祷告一个人提名祷告提他的名然后祷告到你心里放心在第二个人这样祷告
and he continued to pray with the section one by one
那一区的信徒祷告完大概一个钟头过去
so he spent 1 hour to pray just for one district
所以有时候我们常常发现如果我们要祷告好像我们不知道要祷告什么
You see,
特别是当我们生活都很顺利的时候
especially when we live in a very smooth life we do not know what to pray
但是如果我们真的有基督的心肠
but if we truly have the mind of Christ
我们用基督的眼光来看
and we use the view of Christ
我们就发现有很多人真是困苦流离
that we know that you know, a lot of people are roaming around.
虽然信耶稣好像江残的灯火
，and they are just a light is going to quench.
哦，这个需要我们的爱。
They need our prayer.
这需要我们的关心。
And they need our concern.
你怎么爱他呢
？How are we going to love a person?
当然就是通过祷告来关心他。
And through prayer.
哦，所以我们的爱要提升到属灵的层面。
So showing love should be uplifted to the level of spirituality.
当然，日常的生活跟关心是需要的。
Of course, we should show our love to their daily needs, daily and physical needs.
爱的价值一直到提升到属灵的层面才能够完全。
But the level of love should be uplifted to spirituality, then it is considered as perfect love.
你看，如果父母很爱儿女
，For instance, parents like their children.
为他的今生、工作、职业、学问、健康祷告。
And the parent pray for the children's educations, jobs, and etc.
但是就是忽略属灵的。
But they neglect the spiritual need.
那这个爱的价值有多大
？And what is the value of love?
就大到我们的子女离世就完了。
And it only lasts until our children dies and leave this world.
但是如果我们的祷告能够提升到属灵上
，But if our love can uplift to the level of spirituality,
让他们灵性能够进步
，So they can make progress in spirit.
爱心、信心都能增加。
So they can show better love to the others.
对天国的盼望有活泼。
And they have a vivid and hope, faith in heavenly kingdom.
这个益处是永远的。
And this benefit, this gain is forever.
所以保罗爱腓立比教会。
So Paul loved the Philippians.
保罗能够给他什么呢
？What can he offer them?
就是常常为他们祷告。
He pray for them always.
让他们在爱心和知识建设上多而又多。
And may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
所以今天我们在看我们今天对神的爱。
So if we take a look of our love to God.
现在科技发达。
We live in the world of advanced technology.
很多事情借着电脑在处理。
Many things can be handled through multimedia, especially computers.
包括教会很多工作的协调联络借着电脑在处理。
And a lot of church works can be handled using computers.
但是我们仔细想。
But if we think about this.
我们跟我们家人的关系能够借着电脑就可以处理完吗？
Do we just simply maintain our relationship with our family through computers?
当然是不够的。
It is insufficient.
我们借着电脑可以联络。
Of course, through computer, we can communicate.
但是如果我们家人离开很远，有时候我们需要电话。
And if our family members are so far away, sometimes we have to call.
我们要听听他的声音。
We want to listen to their voices.
从他的声音里面的了解他到底好不好。
And to understand whether he is doing good.
那再来，我们跟他见面。
We meet with them.
看到才满足。
And then we are satisfied.
所以我们对神的爱不能够只躲在电脑后面的爱神。
So showing God's love shouldn't be just restricted on computers.
应该从那后面走出来。
We should walk out.
跟每一个人接触，建立关系，来表达基督的爱。
And communicate with the others in order to build up the relationship.
应该在祷告当中跪下来，一个一个的想念他们。
And we should kneel and pray.And remember each of them, and may the Lord bless them.
使他们灵性能够进步。
So that spirituality can be uplifted.
这个叫做效法基督。
This is so-called imitate Christ.
就是保罗有基督的心肠，在实际的生活中的表现。
And this is what Paul has the mind of Christ in him, and he can manifest Christ in his life.
好，我们再来看腓立比书第一章的十二节。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 1, verse 12.
说弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节
，13，
以致我受的捆锁，在狱营和全军其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
But I want you to know, brethren, that things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evidence to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that may chains are in Christ.
保罗在这个地方说。我所遭遇的更是叫福音兴旺。
And Paul says that what I experienced will prosper the gospel.
我们现在有人在提倡啊，我们要强调神在世界上的祝福，这样才能够吸引人。
And now it seems that we emphasize that we have to focus on the blessing of the Lord on this earth in order to attract more people.
不错，这是吸引人的一种方法。
True, it is true that this is one of the ways.
但是保罗觉得让福音兴旺有一个方法。
But Paul mentioned about for the furtherance of the gospel, that's another method.
就我所遭遇的事能够让福音兴旺。
That all things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
如果我们每一个做圣工的人
If every secret worker
在世界上拼命努力
And working very hard on earth
我们住更好的房子开更好的车子
Living in a better house driving a better vehicle
请问这样可以带多少人来信主
May I ask you how many people you can bring to the church?
因为你在世界上的住
Because of your physical blessing
那让我们再看那保罗怎么做
And then how did Paul act.
这里说我所遭遇的事是叫福音兴旺
And all the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
那他遭遇什么事情
So what did he experience?
就是为着福音被关到监牢里面
And it has become evident to the whole palace guard and all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
我们看十四节
Let's read verse 14.
并且那在主里的弟兄多半因为我受的捆锁就笃信不疑越发放胆传神的道无所惧怕
And most of the brethren of the Lord having become confident by my chains are much more bold to speak the word without fear
所以教会的圣工不是计划就会发展的
So the church's work cannot remain in planning only
一定要有人愿意效法基督好像一粒麦子落在地上死了
Man must have to imitate Christ just like a seed was on the ground
感动了很多的人一起来做圣工
That means that a person has to sacrifice in order to touch more people to serve
所以今天我们要问
Therefore we'll ask the question nowadays
谁愿意效法基督像一粒麦子落在地上死
So who wants to imitate Christ just like a seed that fell to the ground and died
有哪一个教会有一粒麦子落在地上死的没有结出籽粒来
which church that has the, like a wheat is die in the ground and does not bear fruit
有哪一个教会没有一粒麦子落在地上会结出籽粒来
which church on this earth that's like a wheat that fell on the ground and die and do not and does not bear any fruit
所以神所托付我们的责任
What we are entrusted by the Lord
绝对不是计划本身就可以完成
It's not just in planning that can be accomplished
我们需要效法基督
We have to imitate Christ
好像保罗效法基督一样
Just like Paul imitate Christ
今天基督会吸引这么多人感动这么多人
The reasons why even nowadays Christ can move andattract so many people to him
是因为他来世界
It's because he's coming to this world and died for us on the cross
如果他来世界直接升天
If Christ came to the world and ascended to heaven
他传很漂亮的理论
And he preached beautiful messages
但是他会感动人吗
Would his message touch the others Would he draw a lot of people to him
保罗被感动
Paul was touched by Christ.
因为基督钉十字架
Because of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and this impressed him.
那当时很多的工人被保罗感动
A lot of workers were touched by Paul.
因为保罗真的有基督的精神
Paul does have the attitude of Christ.
为此传闻被下到监牢
For preaching gospel, he was in jail.
所以大家更受到感动，更努力传福音，福音就传开了
So people were touched.And then to pray, they even work harder.
这个叫做我活着就是基督。
This is what he means to live is Christ.
愿意像基督一样，一粒麦子落在地上死了。
So if a person can be like Christ, sacrifice himself.
我们人都往上爬。
Man try to climb higher.
希望别人能够认识我们超越别人的地方。
People try to let himself be known and try to be lofty.
但是基督往下降。
But Christ tried to humble himself. He descended.
从天上到人间
And he came from heaven.
从人间到一般的贩夫手足
And he is like a common person.
用这样来传福音
And this is the way how he preached.
来拯救人
and to save the others.
那在腓立比书第一章里面
also in Philippians chapter 1,
我们重复看到喜乐这句话。
We keep on seeing, we repeatedly see the word rejoice.
就是保罗把基督的喜乐活出来。
And Paul lived like Christ, so he can rejoice.
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里，叫你的喜乐可以满足。
And Christ says that I will put my joy in your heart so you can rejoice and be content.
所以受苦本身并不可怕，如果我们有喜乐的心。
Suffering is not horrifying as long as we have the heart of joy.
因此摩西他向神祷告。
So Moses prayed to the Lord.
神啊，求你让我受苦的年日叫我喜乐。
And so during the day of my suffering, I can rejoice, I can have joy.
因此保罗在监牢里面，他有喜乐的心。
Even in jail, Paul still had joy.
因此在监牢里面，他可以感谢神。
He can even give thanks in the prison.
这个叫做丰盛的生命。
The so-called the abundant life.
就是基督的生命。
Which is also the Christ, the life of Christ.
就是喜乐的生命。
And the life of joy.
就是爱的生命。
And it's also the life of love.
所以我们从腓立比书第一章看到，我活着就是基督。
Therefore, in Philippians chapter 1, and we learn that to live is Christ.
第一个。效法基督的心肠
and to imitate the mind of Christ
对周围的人有爱
and showing love affection to the others
第二个
secondly
效法基督像一粒麦子掉在地上死的
to imitate Christ like a wheat found the ground and die and sacrifice
所以保罗死了就有益处
therefore to die is gain to death is gain
我们来唱一首诗
let's sing a hymn
392首
392.